We are in the middle of the prime summer vacation season. If you're about to hit a hotel swimming pool or one of the park pools, pay attention to Marianne's dive into the most common hygiene mistakes. Marianne?
Yes, dive. Well, you know what, Bob? I don't want to gross anybody out, but this can be pretty gross. We look at swimming pools, and they look so incredibly yummy and refreshing, and we cannot wait to dive in, right? You especially, you love going into the swimming pool with your little mask on and all that.
Yeah.
But there are things to keep in mind, according to public health officials.
Well, the water's usually cleaner than we are, though. Isn't that right?
Yeah, well, that's what you think. But people who study pool water, and by the way, I was blown away by this because I did not know that there were people who study pool water for mm-hmm. a living.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that pools are more like a warm, lightly chlorinated broth of everything that a few bodies carried in with them.
This is going to make people stay out of the pool.
Well, no, just, you know, let's get to some mistakes that we make when we get in the pool and what we should do instead.
Okay,
so the first one is thinking that chlorine kills everything instantly. That does not happen. Okay, chlorine is great, but some viruses take time to die. And a parasite can actually survive in chlorinated water for up to 10 days.
Hmm.
So, you know, diving into the pool is not like a giant bottle of hand sanitizer. It's not like that at all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I think I'm already ruining it. Okay, here's a mistake that people make, skipping the shower before going for a swim. So, you know, that 30-second rinse washes off sweat, sunscreen, body oils, and bacteria before they end up in the pool. So do that and also shower afterward to rinse off the chlorine and anything else that was in the water.
Yeah, there at some pools.
You feel clean, but you're not.
Some signs will say shower before entering, but people ignore those, don't they?
Everyone ignores the one after, too, because they feel like they're clean. I think I have heard you say that. Like, I don't need to take a shower. I was in the pool.
Yeah, I think most people believe that.
All right. The next one is swimming with a fresh surgical incision or a large open wound.
Nobody does that, do they?
Yeah, kids do. Kids do. Kids absolutely do. They think it's going to heal in the water. I've heard that. So it's not a big deal if you have like a little tiny nick, but a larger wound, you should definitely stay out until it's healed. And then if you do have a small cut, cover it with a waterproof bandage. We actually know somebody who got from going into a whirlpool. What was that flesh-eating disease, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember our friend who got that? That was and she was hospitalized.
Haven't been in a whirlpool since. Yeah.
Okay, the next one is peeing in the pool. Well, you know, you think you're getting away with murder, you know, but besides being gross, urine actually uses up chlorine. So that strong pool smell that people think means clean, it's a lot of times it's chlorine reacting with urine and other contaminants.
Don't have 10 beers before swimming. There you go.
Yes. All right. Another mistake people make is sitting around in a wet swimsuit. That warm, deep, damp fabric it's the perfect place for bacteria and yeast to grow. So change into dry clothes as soon as you're done swimming.
Good idea.
And never wash your swimsuit. So just because it spent the day in, and never washing your swimsuit is one of the things that people do that is a mistake. Just because you spent the day in this chlorinated water doesn't mean it's clean. You have to rinse it, and better yet, wash it after every use.
Chlorine doesn't clean us or our swimsuits.
No, it doesn't. And then another mistake people make is letting water sit in your ears. So tilt your head so that the water can drain, and then, you know, gently dry your ears with a towel. So that's one of the easiest way to prevent swimmer's ear. And I, honest to God, I don't know why. I mean, you know, I grew up by the water, being in Miami and going to the ocean, you know, all the time. And I don't know. I don't want to spread like a bad. I should have researched this before, and I've always been curious about this. Like, my mom used to put alcohol, a drop of alcohol, in my ear, and then the water would not be there anymore. Yeah. I don't know if it evaporated or what. Maybe that's not such a good thing to do.
Don't you have another trick, like hopping up and down or something, to get the water out of your ears?
I always used like a drop or two of alcohol, and you know, just rubbing alcohol. But again, I don't know if that's a good thing. I'm going to look it up. I'll fill you in.
All right.
But anyway, don't let water sit in your ears. That's the worst thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that people do is they share towels. A damp towel can spread skin infections and viruses. So bring a fresh towel every time you go to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one is, you know, come on, duh, but don't get back in the pool too soon after you have diarrhea. So yeah, they say you should actually wait 2 full weeks after your symptoms stop before you swim, because you can still spread a parasite that causes outbreaks.
I would add to that, don't eat Taco Bell lettuce right before you jump in the pool. What's on Savvy Planet?
That's good advice, Bob. Well, okay, so this one is an appetizer that's super easy to make, and it's going to keep you from eating chips and other things that aren't as healthy. They are crispy chili lime roasted chickpeas, and honestly, all you need is a couple of cans of chickpea spices and some lime, and you roast them together in a bowl, put them in a bowl, and you won't believe what a great snack you've made. And people really love this at get-togethers because they're not eating the greasy chips. And if you get my newsletters every Tuesday, they arrive, you're going to read about why it's so hard to say goodbye to your old car. Yes, it is so hard. And I even have pictures of some of our old cars in the newsletter. So it's totally inspired by watching one of our kids say goodbye to her car this week.
Yeah, and I
got very emotional about this.
Got a kick out of Natalie posting that, because I also sometimes get emotional and nostalgic and have difficulty saying goodbye to inanimate objects. So I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I know, and I'm not either. And I posted some pictures and stuff. So if you are subscribed to the newsletter, you'll get that on Tuesday.
Savvy Planet, go to the website. Marianne shares super tasty recipes, thoughts on relationships, what it means to live well, and sometimes on me. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay, and then the address. Wait, let's give the address. It's savvy-planet.com.
And now it is safe to resume eating your breakfast. We're done talking about this. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, Bob.